Nolte, Trans Cross Country Runner Proves Men Make Superior Women. By John Nolte on November 18, 2022. Reading this story about a guy who placed 72nd against other guys and is now dominating girls' cross country by competing as a girl. It feels like we're all being tested to see how insane things have to get before we, as a society, say, enough. Though the athlete with Seattle Academy finished 72nd place as a freshman last year while running as a boy, the athlete has now reportedly claimed two victories as a 5,000-meter runner now that he identifies as a girl. The victories include a conference championship as well as three top two finishes in eight races this season, according to Fox News. While competing as a boy, he never finished above 25th place in any given race. During the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, WIAA, 1A state finals on November 5, the athlete reportedly placed 18th place with a time of 20 minutes 31.3 seconds. If he were competing as a boy in the same race, his time would have put him in 145th place. In last year's Emerald South Conference Championships, the student, then a male, finished in 72nd place in the boys' division with a 20 minutes 40.6 seconds time, noted Fox News. This year, now competing as a girl, he finished in first place with a time of 19 minutes 14.5 seconds, a school record. What kind of cowards stand for this? Women spent decades fighting not only to have sports programs but to turn those sports programs into something taken seriously. And here the boys are butting in to cheat them out of their trophies, identity, and accomplishments. And he's not just cheating them out of athletic status, he could cheat them out of scholarships. I don't blame this guy. He's young, and young people are going to do whatever they can get away with. Why would any adult allow this? Why would any parent stand for it? Are women, are feminists, honestly going to stand by as men prove they are superior women to women women? And like I said, it feels like a cosmic test to see just how slavish and conformist the American people are. How much insanity will we tolerate? How much unfairness will we allow to avoid the horror of having someone point at us and screaming witch? The link below isn't from the United States, but it is another useful example of human beings failing a test to stand up for reality in themselves. But you got to watch it until the end. You have to see the absurd reactions from the judges. Summation: guy and drag does a dolphin imitation, and an entire country is supposed to pretend they're moved to tears. And no, I'm not making fun of the handicapped. My guess is that this deaf mute is making fun of us. If he's not, who thought it was a good idea to send a deaf mute before an entire country to make a fool of himself? Who didn't love him enough to say, they will only pretend to be moved? Inside they will either laugh at or pity you, and no dignified person wants that. When the history of this culture is written, people will not believe what we put up with or put our children through to avoid a little criticism. Shame on us forever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.